The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Laws of Nature. Chapter 1. God and the Law of Karma. Among the vast ancient Sanskrit writings known as the Vedas, the 108 Upanishads contained the philosophical essence. And among all the Upanishads, the Isha Upanishad is considered the foremost. In the following essay, based on talks Srila Prabhupada gave on the Isha Upanishad in 1968, we learn the truth about the Supreme Lord, the laws governing his material and spiritual energies, and how to break free from the bondage of karma. The Isha Upanishad states that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, quote, perfect and complete, end quote. Part of the Lord's complete arrangement for this material world is his process of creation, maintenance, and destruction. Every living being in this material world has a fixed schedule of six changes: birth, growth, maintenance, the production of byproducts, diminution, and destruction. This is the law of material nature. A flower is born as a bud. It grows, remains fresh for 2 or 3 days, produces a seed, gradually withers, and then is finished. You cannot stop this by your so-called material science. To try to do so is avidya, ignorance. Sometimes people foolishly think that by scientific arrangement, man will become immortal. This is nonsense. You cannot stop the material laws. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Lord Krishna says that the material energy is duratyaya, impossible to overcome by material means. Material nature consists of three modes, or gunas: sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamaguna, or the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Another meaning of guna is, quote, rope, end quote. Rope is made by twisting fiber in a threefold process. First, the fiber is twisted in three small strands, then three of them are twisted together, and then three of those are twisted together. In this way, the rope becomes very strong. Similarly, the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, are mixed, after which they produce some byproduct. Then they are mixed again, and then again. Thus, they are, quote, twisted together, end quote, innumerable times. In this way, the material energy binds you more and more. By your own efforts, you cannot get out of this bondage, which is known as pravarga. Pavarga is the fifth set of letters in the Sanskrit Devanagari alphabet. It contains the letters pa, ba, 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 and ma. Pa stands for parishrama, quote, hard labor, end quote. Every living entity in this world is struggling very hard to maintain himself and survive. This is called the hard struggle for existence. Fa stands for fena, quote, foam, end quote. When a horse works very hard, foam comes out of its mouth. Similarly, when we are tired from working very hard, our tongue may become dry and some foam forms in our mouth. Everyone is working very hard for sense gratification, so much so that foam is coming from their mouth. Ba represents banda, quote, bondage, end quote. In spite of all our efforts, we remain bound up by the ropes of the material modes of nature. Bha stands for bhaya, quote, fear, end quote. In material life, one is always in a blazing fire of fear, since no one knows what will happen next. And ma represents mrityu, quote, death, end quote. All our hopes and plans for happiness and security in this world are ended by death. So, Krishna consciousness nullifies this pavarga process. In other words, by taking to Krishna consciousness, one attains apavarga, where there is no hard struggle for existence and no material bondage, fear, or death. Pavarga symptomizes this material world, but when you add the prefix, quote, a, end quote, to pavarga, it means it is nullified. Our Krishna consciousness movement is the path of apavarga. Unfortunately, people do not know these things, and therefore they are wasting their lives. This modern civilization is a soul-killing civilization. People are killing themselves because they do not know what real life is. They're simply living like animals. The animal does not know what life is, so he simply works under the laws of nature, undergoing gradual evolution. But when you get this human form of life, you have a responsibility to live in a different way. Here is a chance for you to become Krishna conscious and solve all problems. But if you don't, if you continue to act like animals, then you'll have to enter the cycle of birth and death and transmigrate through 8,400,000 species of life. It will take many, many millions of years to come back to the human form of life. For example, the sunshine you are seeing now you will not see again until after 24 hours. Everything in nature moves in a cycle. So if you lose this opportunity of elevating yourself, you must enter the cycle of transmigration. Nature's law is very strong. Therefore, we are opening many centers so that people may take advantage of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness and elevate themselves. It is important to take to Krishna consciousness immediately because we do not know how much time is left before death. When your time in this body expires, no one can stop your death. The arrangement of material nature is so strong. You cannot say, quote, let me remain, end quote. Actually, people sometimes request like that. When I was in Allahabad, an old friend who was very rich was dying. At that time, he begged the doctor, quote, can you give me at least 4 more years to live? I have some plans which I could not finish, end quote. You see, this is foolishness. Everyone thinks, quote, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, end quote. No, neither the doctors nor the scientists can check death. Quote, oh, no, sir, not 4 years, not even 4 minutes. You have to go immediately, end quote. This is the law. So before that moment comes, one should be very careful to become realized in Krishna consciousness. You should realize Krishna consciousness very quickly. Before your next death comes, you must finish your business. That is intelligence. Otherwise, you will suffer defeat. The Upanishad states that whatever emanates from the complete whole, the Supreme Lord, is also complete in itself. Therefore, if you want to take advantage of your life and become Krishna conscious, there is complete facility. But you have to come to the point of taking up the practice. Krishna consciousness is not theoretical. It is practical. All experiments have already been performed. So, as indicated in the Upanishad, there is a complete facility for the small, complete units, ourselves, to realize the supreme complete, Krishna. We are complete units, but we are small. For example, in a big machine, there is a small screw, and the perfection of that small screw is to be fitted in its proper place. Then it has value. But if it becomes unscrewed and the machine and falls down on the floor, it has no value. Similarly, we are perfect as long as we are attached to Krishna. Otherwise, we are useless. To realize the complete means to realize what our relationship with the complete is. And all forms of incompleteness are experienced only on account of incomplete knowledge of the complete. We are thinking, quote, I am equal to God, I am God, end quote. This is incomplete knowledge. But if you know, quote, I am part and parcel of God, and therefore I am equal to God in quality, end quote, that is complete knowledge. The human form of life is a chance to revive the complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being. You can revive this complete consciousness by the process of Krishna consciousness. But if you don't take advantage of this complete facility, you are killing yourselves, committing suicide. As it is said in the Upanishad, quote, the killer of the soul, whomever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance, end quote. So don't be the killer of your soul. Utilize the complete facility of your human life to become Krishna conscious. That is your real business.